This week on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we count down the 10 greatest Metallica tracks of all time. It seems freaking impossible. This band is out of their freaking minds with all the stylistic changes and guys dying and bass players coming and going and Lars still learning how to play the drums, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to put it together only here on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history, one podcast at a time. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I'm your host, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Yes. And on this week before Halloween, we are going to be talking about Metallica's greatest moments. We have so much cool stuff for you guys. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We have in the studio, live, in person with us, is the temptress of hard rock and heavy metal herself, Miss Lily Visick. What's up, Lily?
What's up? Feeling much better this week?
Yes, you were.
The medication.
You were like out, not down with the sickness. You were out with the sickness.
I was laying on my couch dying.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, we're glad that you have made it back. In the meantime, you'd seen Metallica live as well.
I saw Metallica.
So how like this timely is this going to be? So we're going to talk about the concert. We're going to explore some different stuff about Metallica. It's going to be a good show. First of all, let's do a little podcast business. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. You want to check back there often for more cool podcasts like this. Go to RockRageRadio.com. Download the app and you can listen to us in replay on Sunday afternoons, noon. So as you come, when you come out of church, get out of church as quickly as you can. Get into your car, fire up a pipe or something. Get out your flask. No, you got to go to church. Oh, come on.
Nah.
Everybody in America goes to church. So anyways, and crank up the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus on your Rock Rage Radio app. You can also find us on iTunes, Player FM, Podbean. We're like everywhere. YouTube. If you like the video experience, if you happen to be listening to us on Rock Rage right now and you're going like, what do these weirdos look like? You can find us on YouTube as well. Just Google Ludini, just search Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Anyways, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Cool merchandise there. All kind of cool stuff. If you're one of these, let me ask you a question, Lily.
Yeah.
Are you the kind of person that you consider yourself kind of, kind of an individualist? You don't really follow the crowd. You kind of do your own thing.
Yeah.
If you're that kind of person, I'm looking for other individualists, people who kind of like give the middle finger to society and say, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want. And I want you to join me at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That's where people that love great guitar-driven rock and are sort of their own person and want to kind of like hang with other people like that, you can do that there. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. It's a great community. You're going to love it. Plus, there's exclusive music and exclusive video, all kind of cool stuff there. So now we got all that jazz out of the way. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, and we have some cool bands we're going to play tonight. In addition to talking about Metallica, ooh, we're going to be rocking out to Broken Rail,
nice,
Cellar Darling, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot,
love it,
and Lou Lombardi Strangelove. So we're going to be doing that a little bit throughout the show. We're going to be playing you guys some great music as well as talking about the boys of Metallica. Oh, goodness, Lily. Anything you want to throw out there before we... I'm going to probably play a track before we actually get into the actual topic. But anything you want to share with the audience before we jump into our first rock and roll track for tonight?
No, everything I want to say is going to be mostly afterwards.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We have lots of things to say.
Okay, here is Broken Rail, Ghosts of Tomorrow on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I'm I live in the weak and the wounded.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
They will say that I have shed innocent blood. What's blood for, if not for shedding?
All right, welcome back to Lugini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Broken rail, not broken record. Broken rail, okay? You guys out there, yeah, you got a bunch of hipster jokesters out there in internet land. Ghosts of Tomorrow. Let me give you the website address for Broken Rail because I love this band, and I believe this is a, I don't know if the actual record itself is out. I know that this is single, and you can go to brokenrailband.com to get all your broken rail needs met, brokenrailband.com. And so Lily says that there are actually people who might actually be watching. Isn't that
there are.
Just crazy,
I'm
Lily?
I'm glad. I love when people watch me.
So who do we got out there in Facebook? Because we are live. For those of you listening on Rock Rage Radio on the replay, you need, if you just find us on Facebook, you can, if you follow the Rock Rage Radio Facebook, you can find out when we're live. We're usually, it's what, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m.?
Yes.
And so hop on over on Tuesday nights and you can join us live. You can throw comments at us and we
watch
always
the weirdness.
You can watch the weirdness. We have a good time. Keith should be back next week. So,
yay.
So all right, what do we got there, Lily?
We have watching tonight J.R. Sabatini, Chris Thunderwolf, Joseph, and I'm sorry if I screw up your last name, Bianchino. Douglas Phillips, Tim Gilbert, Ronnie Bachorski. Who else we got? Sheila Richards and Ron Vaught. And Tony Slaughter.
Tony Slaughter, you've got a great rock and roll name. Is
I
that
know,
your
I'm
real name?
I'm super jealous.
So welcome back to Lugini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Oh, by the way, if you have a business and you would like to like give a business where you are trying to get worldwide or at least nationwide customers. The hard rock and heavy metal niche is a very good niche. Those people are really enthusiastic. So hit us up because we're looking for advertisers and we will promote the living shit out of whatever you have. We'll promote the living shit out of your shit and then we'll promote it some more. That's what we do here. So if you're interested in supporting great hard rock and heavy metal, hit us up. Send me a message. You can, my email is lou@loulombardimusic.com. Okay. So enough. And Metallica. So, I mean, this band has had...
They're as old as I am.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what, like 18?
36.
Wow. I mean, this band has had a crazy ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the ups and downs and...
all the things.
I mean, it's just like... What was it? 81. The band is formed in 1981.
Yeah.
And different people have come and gone. The most famous person is Dave Mustaine, who went on to create Megadeth, which is Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax are the big four of thrash. And we've talked about that many times. You've seen them all now. So, I mean. Right, I mean, it doesn't take long. What? How long? When does Cliff Burton, what? 80 what?
86. Yeah.
Before they really, like...
Took off. They did.
I mean, they were big in the sort of thrash metal niche, but before they had really done their thing where they really became, you know, nominated for Grammys and had big hits and stuff like that on the radio. So before that even happens, you know, they lose one of their key members. And Cliff's bass playing was a big part of what they did. When they brought in Jason Newsted, he had a different style altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Their sound kind of evolved after that. But so we got Dave Mustaine in and out of the band. Cliff Burton comes. Jason Newsted doesn't even last all that long. Eventually, they settle on, I can never pronounce the guy's name. He was in the Deftones.
Don't know that one. Is that the newest?
Yeah. Robert
yeah.
Trejo.
Yeah, I don't know
how
to say
his name. Robert Trejo.
Trio? I don't know.
Keith, Keith knows that guy's, can well, say that guy's name. But he could do Bobby. We'll call him Bobby T.
Cool.
But Jason Newsted, Cliff Burton, Dave Mustaine. These guys have all come through this band. And then the band has this big flap with Napster. You know, I mean, they single-handedly take on the whole downloading thing, even before it really, I mean,
even before it was like a huge
really
thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. People were a lot of
I was using it.
Well, I mean, at that time most people were still on dial-up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't use Napster or any or Kazaa or those things for a long time because I didn't have high-speed internet connection for a long time. I was on dial-up.
That
I mean,
shit would take forever.
You know how long it took to jerk off when there was dial-up?
Hours. Days.
Maybe. Maybe. So, I mean, so it was a totally different thing. And they do that. They have a, they alienate a whole bunch of fans with the Black Album. Yeah. And then all the subsequent things that they do after that, the covers, that was it, Grudge?
Grudge Inc.
Grudge Inc. You know, and that pisses a bunch of people off.
Yeah.
You know, they do all kind of stuff, you know, Load, Reload, you know, the Black Album, all these records. They do a record with Lou Reed. You guys ever heard that thing?
That thing.
Oh, that's like, that. We're not even, I don't, I
are
mean.
We not even going to mention.
Yeah, and you, and now I heard, and I don't know if this is,
yep,
I don't know if
it's
this
true.
Is true.
What you heard is true.
That they're going to do something with Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of time.
I swear.
Get out of here.
Yup.
Wow.
Right?
Saint Anger.
Oh, that was, we shouldn't even talk about that disaster.
So let me say something about Metallica before we go any further than this, is they are not AC/DC or Van Halen. AC/DC and Van Halen kind of did the same mute record over and over and over. They kind of stuck with what
thing.
They knew.
They can.
Metallica says, let's do something different. And they're not afraid to be adventurous. And sometimes they fall right on their asses and they don't give a shit. They get right the fuck back up and they do something else. So that's the thing I really, while I don't, it didn't personally enjoy every bit of their musical journey, I do respect the fact that they are able to do all these different things. And sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. They just go out and do the next thing.
Yeah, I know.
You don't like that?
I don't.
What don't you like?
I'm a firm believer in not really liking Metallica until Thursday.
Oh, my. Well, I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
That the with all the ups and downs, I mean, and no band has had this much drama, I don't think. I mean, all you have to do is look at that movie. Some kind of monster.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, even Van Halen, I mentioned Van Halen earlier with, you know, the Dave and Sam and the Gary Schroeder and all that stuff that they did. There wasn't even the drama. That was nothing compared to what Metallica has done and lived out in the public eye for years and years and years. So I think good or bad, better or worse, I think you got to give the devil their due and say, you know, they're fucking Metallica. That's it.
And that's the
That's the end of it. You know, I mean, they are freaking classics. They are a classic band now. They've earned that right. So
they paid their dues.
They paid some freaking dues. Absolutely. Whether you like them or not, whether you wish they'd go back and just record Ride the Lightning over and over or Master of Puppets over and over. I mean, that's what I think it's what a lot of their fans wanted them to do. Just keep making that music. And, you know, artists are rarely satisfied to do the same thing over and over. So, Lily, you are really, I know you weren't a big Metallica fan because you mentioned it many times.
Many times on probably just about every show.
So what, tell us about the concert.
Okay, so I went to go see them on Thursday at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, and I went in being a little bitter about it because they're not my favorite of the thrash bands. They're number four of the four, big four, and I went in there like just with an attitude, and I'm going to tell you what, they rocked that house. I like them now because I saw them live. They sound fantastic. They rocked it. They had the fans involved. They even did a cover of Aaliyah.
They did all no
yes,
fucking way.
They did.
Oh, cool.
So they won me over. It was a great show. They had the stage right in the center of the entire place,
yeah.
So you could see everything. I mean, we had really good seats anyway, but you could literally see everything, and it was just the energy in console, or excuse me, PPG Paints Arena, was just insane. Insane. People were crazy. It was just, oh God, so good. Makes me so mad to even say it. I'm so bitter. I hate eating my words because I never ever do, and I'm going to on this one. They might have made number two now, which sucks because
they fed number two.
Because Slayer's still my number one.
Well, here's the thing that's different about Slayer. Yes, their sound, they played around
it's
with their
different.
Sound a little bit too, but they stayed more consistently thrash.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica just does not want to do that. They wanted to try different stuff. I mean, okay, fine. I mean, I heard Jason Newsted say this many years ago. He says, people say, we sold out. He goes, that's absolutely right. Every fucking show we play is sold out.
And, exactly.
And I mean, what else can you say about that? There is a concert video that they released a couple of years ago. I think maybe back in 2015, I want to say, that is absolutely fantastic. And that really won me over when I saw it. They did not perform Aaliyah on that. but it is a kind of like, it's very interesting. There's a concert video happening with a sort of backstory of a guy trying to get into the concert with a sort of horror theme,
mm-hmm.
with monsters and zombies and stuff coming after him. And it's fun. It's very fun. And they do the thing in the round.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's cool because that lets the fans everybody
have
more
access
to. I will at some point, I don't want to say here, I don't go to a lot of concerts, and I will say, I just don't want to say why on the air. We could talk about that like after the show at some point, but so I did not go to the concert, but I'm glad that you went and that you had a good time.
It was a great time. My sister even enjoyed it. A girl doesn't even listen to metal.
Oh wow,
she was crazy.
Cool. excellent. So, and what's this thing with do you know any details about the Lady Gaga thing?
It literally just came out this week. They haven't really said much other than there's going to be some work coming up with her. So I'm looking into that for maybe talk about that in a future show.
Hopefully. Okay. All right then. So we are counting. Let's get into this then. We're trying to. If you had to put a 10 song, remember. You guys might be too young to remember, but there used to be the Rhino High Five. These collections would come out of bands with like their top five or top 10 songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
KTEL. All these different companies would do this. So if you had to do a KTEL. Metallica greatest hits, and you've got 10 songs,
and that's all
you
get.
It.
We're cutting you off
at 10. We're sorry, guys. We can't. You know, we got. So, what would be those 10 tracks? That is the question before us. So, I tell you what. While I'm going to go ahead and screw around on the internet and take a look at our what some of our fans mentioned this week. Lily, what is your number 10?
My number 10, which is probably going to make people like lose their minds because everybody loves this song, is actually Fade to Black from Ride the Lightning, of course. It's their first power ballad. I had to put a ballad on there. Is that their only ballad? I really don't know because now I'm like getting into them.
Well,
again,
what about Nothing Else Matters?
Oh,
and some
yeah,
of those
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I like the acoustic in it, and then it becomes progressively heavier, but... Oh, that was also the last song performed with Jason Newsted.
Okay.
I looked up some info. But I like the balance between the melody and the shredding. So.
Okay.
That's my number 10.
That's your number 10. And we ran a Facebook post this week. Corey ATD says, Fixer. Jerry Grease says, Creeping Death. Mike Six Kelly, Fade to Black.
Hey,
Seek to Destroy, Sanatorium, Trapped Under Ice, One Harvester of Sorrow, Escape, Enter Sandman, Battery, Hit the Lights, Creeping Death Until It Sleeps, Orion, Call of, I think it's supposed to be Call of Cthulhu.
I don't know how you say that.
And Dee Dee Bullitt says Master and Sanitarium. So those are a few from you guys. What do you got for number nine?
My number nine is Enter Sandman. I picked an extremely popular one off of, you know, Metallica album. I really don't have much to say other than I just really like the song. So
you're not tired of it?
No, I'm not. I could listen to that one over and over again. It's not. I'm not sick of it yet.
Well, this is a guy named Jay Smith. I think it's a cool riff. taught it to about 1,000 kids when I was teaching guitar lessons. I was teaching lessons when this broke. It was interesting because I was teaching this and Nirvana. Kids wanted to learn it all, man.
Oh my God. Did you know this is the last song on that album to have lyrics written for it?
Well, see.
Fun fact.
When you listen to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, you pick up on all kinds of cool shit you didn't normally wouldn't hear about anyplace else. Anyways, I got a. If you guys go to Spotify and just type in Metallica covers, there is somebody has created a playlist.
The good ones.
Brad Scarberry. I'll give a shout out to Brad. Metallica covers, the good ones. So there's some fun ones on here. Black Tide, Motorhead, Cannibal Corpse, Jakey Lee. So there's some Vader, Hailstorm. So there's some fun ones on here. We're going to be kind of...
Stone Sour.
Yeah. Stone Sour. Stone Sour. Just doing Stone... Did Metallica play Stone Sour while you're down there? Sorry. No. They did some Stone Sour. I bet they didn't do no Skyliners.
They did. No. Apparently that's a thing they're doing on their tour, though, is they're playing a local... like a local song.
That's cool.
To the area. So that's why they did it.
Sweet. Awesome. I love it. So your number nine is
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman. Ooh. I know, right? I know. I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, if I never hear that song again, it'll be too soon.
I'm okay with it still.
There's, you know, kind of burnout on it.
They'll still listen to it if it comes on, I bet.
I dug it. I'm not the Metallica. I wasn't the Metallica fan that a lot of you guys were like when they first came out. I dug what they did, but I wasn't like gaga over them.
Right.
So when the Black album came out, to me it was just like, oh, it's another Metallica album. Yeah, it's a little more accessible. Cool. And I didn't really feel like I didn't have any real like negative feelings, but I know a lot of people that did though. A lot of people are like, this sucks. I need to go back to Ride the Lightning.
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't like the Black Album.
You know, and didn't really like what they did for a few albums after that. So what's your number eight?
My number eight. Again, I might get flack for this. Master of Puppets.
Get that master.
From Master of Puppets. It's about drugs. It's about being dependent on drugs. And it's an 8-minute song, so it's super long, but I still love it. Like, it doesn't feel like an 8-minute song. So... that's kind of cool. And I just like the guitar solos in it.
You do.
I do.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing.
And it's been covered by everybody.
Some things you do don't mean you have to like it.
There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
Okay, and those number one fans, that's the quote I was trying to get to.
Oh, okay.
Those were the ones who were like, wanted to kill Metallica when they did that album, you know. So we are number 10 is Fade to Black. Number 9 is
Enter Sandman.
And number 8 is
Master of Puppets.
You said Master.
Master.
Talk about Master.
Master Bader.
Oh my God. I said masturbation. You're crazy, Lily. We're going to get in trouble.
Oh, no.
Okay. This is a Cellar Darling, Black Moon on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Do you know I'm utterly insane, Lily?
Yes. Okay. I knew that.
You knew that? You knew that going in. That's why you're
yes,
here.
Yes, because okay. As am I.
Oh, I get so into the quotes that I forget to turn the microphones back on. But that's okay. It's a little, just a little flub, blub, 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 blub.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. Listen to you being all New York, you know that. Oh, God. Okay, guys, so we are counting down the Metallica jazz. You know, we're just doing the whole Metallica
Metallica's
thing.
Metallica's jazz?
Metallica. Yeah, that's probably going to be their next album.
They'll
do
a
jazz
up.
Album.
Don't.
They'll get with, they'll do a record with Kenny G and John Mayer.
Oh, God, no.
But we opened the show with Broken Rail, and that was Cellar Darling, and you can go to cellardarling.com. Very easy. Cellar, C-E. Guys, CE. I know spelling and grammar aren't real big with this niche. CE. It's not like corn with the backwards K. This is CELLA.
They're not trying to be ironic.
They're not. No, they're not trying to be ironic.
Ernick.
So the band has had some controversies for sure. You know, from the kind of small ones like recording it, like hiring a new bass player and then turning his bass down so low that you can't even hear him on the next album. That's why, and Justice for All, there's really no bass guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't really hear the bass.
Realize.
Yeah. You don't really hear Jason Newsted on that record at all. From small stuff like that to putting out a documentary about their like therapy sessions with each other, and you know, anybody who's seen that movie, and a lot of people see that movie and are kind of like they get all fucked up over it. But a band is a family, and especially a band like Metallica. And you got to think bands like that have been around together like a long time. Bands like Metallica, Van Halen. So there has to be serious problems that build up.
Oh my
up
God! That's I can why imagine.
A lot of, that's why a lot of bands do not last.
They can't stand each other.
Yeah, well, what it's not that they can't stand each other. It's that little resentments build up, and nobody deals with stuff, and then it blows up, and then somebody quits, or the band breaks up, or nobody can deal with it, or whatever. You know, but there are certain bands that have just kind of worked through their problems, like the Stones.
Right.
You know, they know how to kind of like Keith and Mick know how to kind of when they can work together when they have to get away from each other. You know, and they're rich enough that they don't have to be around each other.
Right.
I mean, and that's another thing about Metallica. I mean, you could, you know, they're disgustingly wealthy. I mean, there's rock stardom. And then there's rock stardom. And these guys are like, at the end, I believe that these guys are probably one of the last of the big rock star rock bands that we're ever going to see, because music today, as you guys know, from if you've listened to Rock Rage Radio or you listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you know, it's way more segmented now, and bands tend to do like really well in their niche, but they're not a lot of rock bands are going to be long-term. Bands that have come out in the past few years are going to be really like long-term giant mega stars. That's just not a band that gets really big.
Kind of like a thing anymore.
They have a big splash for a few minutes, and then they go away, and the next thing happens. And it's probably just a symptom of our shorter attention spans, etc. So Metallica is in that old guard of bands that are just like the shit, the kings, the dinosaurs that just stomp all everybody else, that are going to be written about in the history books of rock.
The rock Bible.
Absolutely. So you gotta like just kind of give them that. And I think that it's cool. I mean, there's a few bands that are hanging around that, like, I think probably Foo Fighters is probably the last band probably
so
of that era that's probably still going. But, you know, Metallica is still doing stuff. We're going to see what they do with Lady Gaga.
It could be good. You don't know.
You don't know.
It might be.
I mean, I got to give them credit. They do a record with Lou Reed. You know, I mean, like, That was, I don't think I've ever heard that. That is one of the most crazy, most fucked up things you'll ever hear. You guys need to go check that out. But so we'll see what they do. I mean, like, and there's bands like that out there, you know, Ozzy's still kind of touring. U2, there's these bands that are like in their 60s that are, they're still doing it, but they're not, you know, their era of big impact has passed.
Yeah. It's,
you know, but they did make, and they are now in the annals of what you would consider like the classic bands.
Right.
So, so we are up to, we did
10, 9, and 8.
So what's your number seven there, Lil?
My number seven is One from And Justice for All. And this takes me to why I really like metal bands is because it tells a story in most of their songs. So this one's about a World War One veteran who, like, you know, he lost most of his senses and, you know, basically he just wants to die. But I think it's some of the best lyrics in their songs and vocals too. So this is why I like metal, is because of the stories. And a lot of their songs do tell a story.
I think that it's a great song, but it is entirely too depressing for me.
Right.
And it is like, personally one of those songs that, like, this happens sometimes, and you guys, maybe you have this experience, maybe you don't, where you listen to something, you go like, yeah, I know that's awesome, but I can't do it. I just can't go with it.
I got you.
And that is one of the songs that I know is awesome. Great guitar work, great guitar riffs, cool story and everything, but it's just too dark for me. Okay, so that is your number seven. What you got for number six, girl?
My number six is Fuel from Reload, 1998. I think that actually might be the newest one on my list. It is. It is the newest one on my list. I like it because it's fast. The very beginning, like, I go crazy every time I hear it. It's great to drive to. Don't do it because you're going to go like 90. But it also, it has a lot to do with, like, it's been in car commercials, test drive video games, so it really does. It has to do with driving. So
give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Makes me crazy.
This is a great riff, very fast tune for what it is. It's not fast into thrash since it's more of a hard rock tune,
right?
But it's still got that kind of, like,
it's catchy. I hate to say that, but it is.
I know there's a thing with metal. Like, if it gets too catchy, people get like, "Nah, it's not really metal."
Then it's rock. Now.
Yeah. Why can't we all just get along?
Never gonna happen, babe. Never gonna happen. Never.
Okay. So we've got Give Me Fuel, Give Me Fire, Give Me That Which I Desire.
Oh my God, and he's turning into
Metallica tonight. So what's your number five?
My number five is Ride the Lightning.
Ooh.
Off of Ride the Lightning.
Why?
One of the last songs Mustaine did before, you know, he decided to fuck up. again, it's a story. It's about a guy who was convicted of a crime, executed via electrocution. Love it. Sorry, I'm kind of sick. Oh, and Hetfield's high notes are on that one, too. That he sings, which isn't a thing, usually.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, then.
Let me tell you guys a little Metallica story.
Oh, yay.
The song, Wherever I May Roam, it's Where I Lay My Head Is Home. Right?
I don't know.
For you, when I first heard it, I thought, Where I Lay My Head Explodes.
Oh.
Where I Lay My Head Explodes. And then when I heard the original, when I found out what the lyrics were, I was like, no, I like mine better.
Yeah, we screwed up lyrics all the time when we were kids, though, because we didn't have the internet to tell us otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. We could do a podcast on that too, as well. Misheard lyrics. We could have a good time with that. We got to have Keith on for that.
Yeah,
because
he would enjoy that one.
He would have a good one. So, all right. So that is. So where are we now? We have number five.
Number four is next.
Oh, number four is next. So what was number seven again?
Seven was One.
Six is
Fuel.
Fuel and
five is Ride the Lightning.
Five is Ride the Lightning, and we are going to go ahead and do your number four, and then we're going to come back and do the. We're going to play another song, come back and do the top three.
Okay, so my number four is Battery, Master of Puppets. Again, another acoustic guitar intro, kind of blows up into crazy. It's actually referring to, I did research, it's referring to a club they played on Battery Street in San Francisco. And here's what I don't like about the song, because it's totally against, it's like rebelling against glam metal. And you know that's my thing,
oh, no.
but I still like it because of the soft to crazy.
It's rebel. What do you mean it's rebelling against?
The whole song is supposed to be rebelling against glam metal.
So there were glam bands that were playing,
and they didn't.
And Metallica was like, "Yeah,
no, fuck you.
Yeah, we're thrash. So yeah, we're gonna do this thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Because glam was huge in San Francisco at the time, and that's where the club was.
Well, speaking of Pittsburgh,
wow,
this is Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. I love this band. They put on a great show. I don't know what they're doing right. I hope they do another record soon. But this is their album 714 Miss Emma on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Happens to an eyeball when it gets punctured? So you got any idea how much blood jets out of a guy's neck when his throat's been slit?
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's fear.
It's fear, not fear. Fear.
Fear.
Fear.
Hey, my.
Fear.
Hey, my goodness.
All right, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Pittsburgh's own. Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, and you may go to this thing called the internet, fistfightintheparkinglot.bandcamp.com, and check those guys out, and send them a message, tell them to get busy on another fucking record, because I love this band. They're a great band from Pittsburgh. We opened a show with Broken Rail, then had Cellar Darling. Oh, goodness, we are talking about Metallica. So if you were to design a greatest hits package for Metallica, and you only could do 10 fucking songs, Now, I think Lily, I think you did a really good job of covering all the sort of, because Metallica is a band with a range.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica isn't like AC/DC. They're basically the same.
They're the same thing over and over again. Just different songs, still partying.
Yeah,
good stuff.
You know,
but they can get away with it, so it's okay.
So that's their thing. Or ZZ Top. Metallica says, no, we're going to throw everything out we did before.
We're going to do all different. The things.
We're going to do something different. So, okay, so we're up to our number three. What do you got? So let's run them down. Before we get to our top three, what was 10?
Fade to Black.
9.
Enter Sandman.
8.
Master of Puppets.
7.
1.
6.
Fuel.
5.
Ride the Lightning.
4.
Battery.
And what is our number three?
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Great jam.
From Ride the Lightning.
Yes, I learned that in a band. We didn't play it out, but we did learn it. We had a female singer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that would have been neat. I like that.
Yeah. We never got around to playing. We never got to play it out, but we did learn it. So it's a kick ass tune. What is it about the song that you love, Lily?
Well, it is one of their most popular songs, but I like it because it's about or references the book For Whom the Bell Tolls by Hemingway, who is one of my favorite authors. So, yeah.
Earnest, Hemingway.
Mr. Hemingway. Wasn't he an alcoholic?
Oh, this, check this out.
Oh, that's so slow.
You guys ever heard of Godsmack? It sounds cool as a piano thing, doesn't it?
I like it.
It has a cool thing.
It could work that way.
Yeah, that's Godsmack's version. Just give credit where credit's due. Metallica covers The Good Ones. Brad Scarberry, that's his playlist on... Let me go ahead and follow him. That's his playlist on Spotify. We usually pull something off of Spotify to kind of have some background music while we're going here. And so you can check that out. And I encourage you guys, if you like Metallica, this is a fun playlist. There's all kind of different bands on here. Cannibal Corpse, Jake E. Lee, Godsmack, just all kind of cool. Dark Tranquility.
Ooh.
I like that word, tranquility. You don't hear that word very often these days.
You have to use
I'm going to bring back tranquility.
You have to use it in a sentence this week sometime.
I will. Okay. I will. Let me write a cool sentence. Sitting on the toilet this morning, I had such tranquility.
God.
All right. Speaking of number two. Oh, yes. Thank
Zing.
You. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
I hate you.
I didn't even plan that. See,
I feel like you did.
That is what is known as a happy accident. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody shut him off. No more whiskey or whatever.
Somebody stop me.
Bourbon.
Burping. Okay. So what is your number two?
Creeping Death from Ride the Lightning. We all know I like the twisted, dirty.
Okay, and
songs.
What is it about Creeping Death that you love?
Again, this is one of the story ones. It's from the perspective of the Angel of Death, which is why I like it, of course. About the 10th plague of Egypt. I'm not into the Bible shit, but that is a cool story.
Bible shit.
Sorry, guys, I'm not religious.
You're not going to hear the word Bible and shit next to each other many times, except when you listen to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And by the way, go to LudiniRockandMetalCircus.com, share the podcast, get some exclusive stuff at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Okay.
Can I continue what I was saying?
I'm sorry, I'm on a roll tonight. You talk about number two, you're talking my language.
It's kind of like...
I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl as soon as we're done.
No, you're not. I'll kill you.
I'm going to drop the Cosby Kids off at the pole, and I'm coming back.
Anyway, it's like sort of a classic example of what their thrash style is in that song. And also, I do like the chance of die in the middle of it. Not going to lie.
Wow.
I'm dark and twisted, guys. Come on.
Lily.
Twat. You love me.
All I have to say about it is
oh, here we go.
No.
Have you checked the children?
Have you checked your children yet, Lily?
I don't have any. We're good.
Okay. So, we are winding down for the night. If you are listening on Rock Rage Radio, you're not going to get to hear Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to LouLombardiMusic.com, or you're going to have to go to... You're going to have to go to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com and check it out there. Start following us on Facebook. Start following Rock Rage Radio on Facebook. And that way you're going to get, because it isn't just us, right? Everybody's doing these live things Rage Radio. And you get to hang out, and everybody's cool. It's a lot of fun. They just added
There's some new people.
They just added some new people, too. Weren't you telling me before we started the.
Yes. If you know who Bobby Brown is, and I'm talking Bobby Brown as in the Cherry Pie Girl. She is going to be starting on Rock Rage Radio soon with Charisse Neal, who is Vince Neal's ex-wife. I'm not sure exactly what her show is yet, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. So we're all welcoming her today.
So we are in good company here on Rock Rage Radio. Really thankful to John and Gigi for bringing us in. And yeah, if you guys just find them on Facebook, it's for Rock Rage Radio. You can't really miss
Super
it.
Super easy. You'll find us.
Yeah, just hit the like and you're going to find us. We post it as an event. And so you guys can see it, and it comes up. And we love having the people hanging out. Who's been hanging out with us so far? We got a few
people. We want to give
a few shout-outs before we do our number one.
We have, I'm sorry. I cannot pronounce your name. Daniel Avazoff, Steve Williams, Tim Gilbert again, Darth Martimus Rathbun. Sorry if I screw up your name. Bob Piercy, Rhonda Mills. Sorry, I'm scrolling. Jason Pinkney.
Well, I saw Chris Thunderwolf on there, too.
I said him earlier. Okay. Yeah. Atomic Cowboy Productions is on. Hey, nice. Dino, what's up? And that's all I got right now.
All right. So what is your number one Metallica song there, Lily V?
My number one most favorite song ever is Seek and Destroy. Should be all in the name, but it's Seek and Destroy.
Well, tell us why, because, we've run the gamut here from their more thrash stuff to their more real pop stuff like Enter Sandman. So why Seek and Destroy for your number one?
It's just really dark, and it's they say it's not about actually killing. They say it's just thinking about killing, but I like the whole premise of it being about killing. So it's kind of an angry song. I like to listen to it when I'm angry, and that's actually my sister's and my new nickname, Seek and Destroy. As of Thursday.
Wait right there, Mr. Benel.
How do you know my name? I didn't tell you my name.
Hang up.
Also was placed on the list of post 9/11 inappropriate songs.
Yeah, Seek and Destroy. I can. Yeah. There's some. Along with Leaving on a Jet Plane and
It's actually their second most performed song too.
Jet City Woman. It's their what?
Second most performed song. Because people love that shit.
Okay. And you have an... I noticed that you might have an honorable mention on
I have two.
Okay, so we've got a couple honorable mentions. Actually, I'm sorry. I know Watch Mojo and Grunge and Looper all do their honorable mentions before they do their number one. Sorry.
Wah.
We do it different
We're
here.
We're different.
We're kind of different. Okay.
Lou's very different.
I'm special.
My honorable mentions are Nothing Else Matters, which you just played the Godsmack version, which was awesome.
Nothing else matters.
And
nothing.
Hetfield basically wrote it while he was on the phone with his girlfriend because he missed her, and I think that's sweet and cute. And I'm not normally into romantic bullshit, but I kind of like.
Well, I don't think they are either. It's kind of unusual for a heavy metal band to do a song like that. But okay, it's a great riff.
Yeah, and the other one, the reason it didn't make my top 10 list is because it is a cover. I like their version of Whiskey in the Jar. And I know we talked about Garage Inc. isn't like the greatest album, but I do really like their version of that song.
Well, yeah, and it was a big radio hit for them. I mean, it still gets played on rock radio all the time. So very cool. All right, Metallica. So next week is Halloween.
I didn't tell them my name.
You're all a part of it. They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
You don't want to fall asleep next week because it will be our Halloween show. So don't fall asleep. We're going to have a good time next week. We're leaning towards, since 2 days after that, Bohemian Rhapsody comes out. We're thinking of doing a top 10 Queen.
Oh, yeah, I'm good with that.
So I think that's where we're leaning towards for next time. So, do you guys want to come? We're going to hang out. We're going to be in costume.
We're going to dress.
We're going to be in costume. So we're going to have a really good time.
You guys got to be there.
You guys got to be there. So make sure you don't miss our Halloween spooktacular
episode.
Yes, this is like 5 years in a row now we've done a Halloween spooktacular. We're going to have a really good time. So you are listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. If you are a true individual, you kind of give the middle finger to society, do things your own way, and you love great rock and roll, I encourage you to hang out with us in a really cool community at LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. And the links will all be there. If you're watching on YouTube, we'll have all the stuff there as well. And if you go to Ludini.podbean.com, there's a blog there with all the info about all the bands we've played. And I want to go back and give everybody a quick shouty out, because we had some really good ones tonight. We opened the show with Broken Rail. You can go to BrokenRailBand.com. We had Sella Darling, and that is SellaDarling.com. Pittsburgh's own Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, and that is FistFightInTheParkingLot.Bandcamp.com. So a bunch of great bands that are playing great rock. So don't let your friends tell you there's no good music out there. There's great music out there. You listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You listen to Rock Rage Radio. We're all about those awesome bands that you're just not hearing anyplace else, specifically on corporate radio. Okay, so Lily, what's going on? We both saw a cool movie this week.
I just saw Halloween on Friday.
So did I.
You saw it?
Yes, I saw it on Sunday.
Did you enjoy it?
I fucking loved it.
I loved it too. Oh my gosh, I loved it so much. And it sort of opens itself up for maybe another one, I think.
Well, they're saying no. Supposedly
they're
this
saying
is,
that. They're, yeah, but it's Halloween. We have to have 1,000 of them. That's how it goes.
And there's so many great things about that movie.
Oh my god, I loved the whole thing. I loved all of it. I thought I was gonna hate it, and I just loved it, and I was so excited. I wasn't scared though, which is not typical for me.
Well, I thought it was pretty suspenseful. I there's some cool twists and turns in it. There's some unexpected things that happen in it that you don't. It's got enough of what you want to see in a Halloween movie with the killings and
God,
all that. It's
so
got enough
vicious.
Of that, but it's got some different stuff too. So I think that I really give a thumbs up. I was I love the original, and I love the other bits and pieces, some of the other ones here and there. But I'm not typically a big Michael, Jason, Freddy kind of guy. Like I like some of that stuff here and there, but not all. But this was absolutely fantastic. It's just really, really good. When the movie starts, they do the original orange font.
Yeah.
And they play the song, and
I just
Jamie Lee Curtis is great in it.
Ass. Yeah. I don't care.
She was great in it. How they brought in the new characters, the doctor, the sheriff, all these. There's some great.
It was vicious.
There's also some cool humorous moments in it. It's just a lot
of fun. Well, because Danny McBride was involved, it's got to be a little bit funny.
Yeah, yeah, Danny McBride was, yeah, absolutely. So I highly recommend, if you've not gone to see it,
go
check it out. It's just a good Halloween, good time. It's a great way to spend it. I know one of the things I want to do this week, and weren't able to go last weekend, but I want to go. Have you ever been to Cheeseman's Farm?
I have.
Era?
It's been years, but
yeah,
I've
been
there.
A long time, yeah, so. That's on my list. I really would like to get that in. And I would also like to do, again, there's so many things to do. It was raining on Saturday night. The reason we didn't do either one of these is I want to do the Haunted Pittsburgh tour again.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can go online. If you Google it, you can find it. And they take you around to the different places, like where murders happened and weird shit happened
like
in Pittsburgh.
Like haunted places and stuff. Yeah,
and,
that looks cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's historical, and if you've got a nice night, it's really enjoyable. I would recommend you take a flask. Makes it even more fun.
Surprise.
So you guys can find out more about that. But so, Lily, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your show on Rock Rage Radio and everything.
Hot Licks with Lily Six, this Thursday, 6 p.m. I'm going to be announcing all of the Halloween shows that are going on this weekend. If you're in the area, you'll want to listen up to see what you want to do for your Halloween weekend as far as music goes. And also Thursday night, rockrageradio.com to find that. But Thursday night, I am going to be at the Smiling Moose to see the Alice Cooper Band pre-show. That's sans Nita and Alice, but it's the rest of the band, and it's at the Smiling Moose, very intimate. It's going to be a lot of fun, so I can't wait to do that.
Hey!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid.
The fly.
Be very afraid.
I will be at that show, too. So the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus will be representing that night. Yeah. What time was it start?
It's actually changed to 9. It was going to be 10, but it's 9
it's
now.
It's going to be 9, okay. Are there other bands playing? Or?
The Borstal Boys, Pittsburgh local rock band, will be opening promptly at 9, and they're going on for 45 minutes, and then the next band's right on afterwards.
Okay, so you guys want to get your... can you still get in there or not?
There are still tickets left, not many. You have to either buy them at Attic Records or check on the Facebook page. You have to call the number. These aren't... You're not going to be able to just get in by walking up to the door. It's just not a thing, so...
Can't let them go?
Go! Stay on the road. Keep clear of the moors.
And once they hit capacity, they're not letting anybody else in.
The moonlets.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
So yeah, so it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Trying to get out and doing a few things this weekend instead of being a homebody. I tend to alternate. I got like a
it's
weekend with a lot of activity.
I
tend to have a week with a lot of activity, and then I have one where I'm kind of like chilled out, and then I have another, you know. So this weekend I want to do the Alice Cooper thing, and I want to try to get out and do a couple of holiday things here in the burg, as they say. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to all the bands we had tonight: Broken Rail, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Cellar Darling. All great bands. We're going to close out with Lou Lombardi's Strangelove here in a second, but a website is loudinirockandrollcircus.com. Check back often for more great podcasts like this one. Also, if you are, want to stick it to the man, join us in our private group. It's a cool group of people at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. You guys can check all that out. Is there anything else, Lily, we need to talk about before we get out of here?
I think that's all.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Go out to some cool shows. And next week, don't forget, what I'd love you guys to do is if you could take some pictures of your costumes.
Post
them on Rock Rage Radio or on my page at Lily's. And we'd like to, we'll share them around. Okay, we'll throw them up on our stuff and give you guys a little shout out. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with you. And we'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
A stranger I have been to the man I thought I knew, and all his unwashed friends. Dirty streets, broken lights with burned out basement chairs. It's not the place that I call home, it's just a place that I know well. Bloody knees, stained the floor on the church and haunted hill, while specters of my past, they return to drink their fill. In my time of dying, led to the gallows pole. She kissed my lips and spoke those magic words and made me whole. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. We gotta talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Late at night, on the road from the house of broken dreams, well, I met that boy 12 from the Valley of the Kings. With their tongues of fire, they singed my heathen ears.